Art educators play an important role in classrooms, guiding students' creativity.
It's important as educators that we are always transforming ourselves to meet the needs of our students, to really bring forward what the arts bring to our communities.
Association President Sharon Saccone. She's an art teacher in the Spackenkill Union Free School District in Poughkeepsie. With so much digital technology, the conference theme was transformation, a new era in art education. As art educators gathered for their workshop training, there's new state learning standards in place that now include media arts as a fifth discipline.
We hope that everybody leaves here with something new that they can apply, something that really elevates their practice as an educator, and really transforms the look of art education across the state. So that's our big goal here, and we do that through educating our teachers.
I usually present every year as well, and I find in presenting I get as much back because people that come to your session bring ideas.
Tom Nabb of Buffalo was named the state's Art Educator of the Year. He's a teacher at Dodge Elementary in the Williamsville Central School District. Nabb did a presentation about unlocking creativity through collaboration.
Different ways to get students to look at artwork and work through that together, as well as creating. So collaboration is a big part of the new art standards in New York State.
Art educators are working through the many challenges that students are facing in their own lives that land in the classroom.
It's dealing with the variety of children that you get. You've got children that'll come from homes of divorce or, you know, a complete family, or who bring different individual struggles that they might have, either a learning disability, or we've gotten a lot more students now from other parts of the world and, you know, learning the culture as well as the language. So it's just trying to make sure that they're all included in what we're doing. And I think an art is a great place to do that because it is so visual and it allows them to express themselves and create to feel more comfortable in the school setting.
And the visual arts, it's a language. It's a language all on its own. So for students who are struggling with language, that barrier can really be lifted.
So you can see I'm starting to build up a really pretty texture.
During the Art Educator Conference, vendors were conducting demonstrations, providing quick lessons for new ideas in the classroom.
So sometimes with printmaking, your accidents can be happy.
Oh, yeah.
Because your stencil...
But the Art Teachers Conference was not just for elementary and high school educators. Conference co-coordinator Patricia Groves is an adjunct instructor at Nazareth College in Rochester. She taught art in K-12 for 32 years. Now she's teaching future art educators.
I want to walk away from this conference feeling very encouraged and hopeful that it's going in the right direction. And
Groves noted there are many changes in her field, but more importantly, she's now seeing a teacher shortage.
We're in crisis. At Nazareth College, they used to have at least probably 30 student teachers a year. I have 6. And they call me all the time. I've got this job. Do you have anyone to recommend? And I keep saying no. They all have jobs. It's so few and far between. I mean, it's great for them because we're in that cycle where they're going to be in high demand. But it's sad for the field because they're really having a hard time across all education.
Groves has advice for those contemplating a career in education. She says to touch the lives of young people is amazing. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.